So this is the fourth class for the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we're hearing a story, we're finishing this story. We started yesterday, a very wonderful story about the Murkha Vipra Shikshana. The story of the Murkha Vipra Shikshana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs the illiterate, so-called illiterate Brahmin. And this illiterate Brahmin, he was reading Bhagavad Gita in Sri Rangaji temple every day. And the people there, the other Brahmins, were mocking him and laughing at his expense because he wasn't very good in pronunciation of the Sanskrit. He was actually a very, very advanced devotee, and he would sometimes cry and his hair would stand on end. And Lord Chaitanya came and saw him and immediately became very attracted and inquired from him. And he said, "Actually, I'm a fool." Lord Chaitanya inquired from him, "Why are you're exhibiting symptoms of bhava? What part of the Bhagavad Gita gives you such transcendental pleasure?" And then he said, I'm illiterate. Viprakahi murka ami. I really don't know about pronouncing these things, but it's my guru's order. Therefore, I'm carrying out the order, and every day I'm reading, and we gave some discussion on that. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This example of the Murkha Brahmin, Murkha Vipra, or illiterate Brahmin, sincerely and dutifully carrying out the order of his spiritual master, Guru Agya, to every day recite Gita Upanishad, Ashtadash Adhyaya, 18 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, in entirety every day. This good example of a person who had become so successful by dutifully carrying out the order of his spiritual master, he had become so successful that he captured the attention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even while reading the Bhagavad Gita incorrectly. The spiritual activities of this Brahmin did not depend on material things such as correct pronunciation. Rather, his success depended on strictly following the instructions of his spiritual master. And the famous verse which Prabhupada always quotes in connection with this, Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hirata prakashante mahatmanaha. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6:2-3. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Prabhupada goes on. Actually, the meaning of the words of the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam are revealed to one strictly following the orders of the spiritual master. They are also revealed to one who has equal faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, being faithful both to Krishna and the spiritual master is the secret of success in spiritual life. So now, of course, this is the Brahmin is speaking, the Murkha Brahmin. So-called Murkha Brahmin, who is the object of ridicule, scorn, and laughter of the others in Sriranga. Arjunera ratte Krishna haya rajudhar vasi jacche hatte totra shamala sundar. Murkha Vipra continued, "Actually, Mahaprabhu, I only see Lord Krishna on a chariot as Arjuna's charioteer, taking the reins in his hand." Reins are those leather straps that connect the mouth of the horse to the driver. It's called the reins, long, control the horse, like rope type thing, leather straps. Taking the reins in his hands, Krishna appears very beautiful and blackish. Shamala Sundara. Shamala Sundara. It's very interesting. As he's saying, that sometimes I say correctly the pada, the Sanskrit lines of the Bhagavad Gita shlokas, or incorrectly. I'm doing my spiritual master. This is what he asked me to do. He asked me, he ordered me to read it. I'm doing that. But actually, what I have from my side, I'm doing that because that's my guru's order. But I want to tell you something from my side, my subjective side. I only see Krishna sitting on a chariot as Arjuna's charioteer, taking the reins in his hands, holding the reins, Rajudhara. Arjun Rate Krishna Haya Rajudhara. Vasi Yache Hate Totras. And something more I want to tell you. Arjunere Kahite Chen Hita Upadesh Tanre Deki Haya Mora Ananda Avesh. While seeing Lord Krishna sitting in a chariot and instructing Arjuna, I am filled with ecstatic happiness. So basically, every edition of Bhagavad Gita always has a picture, a painting. Obviously, there's no photographs. Whether it's a 500-year-old edition of Bhagavad Gita or 800-year-old, there's always a painting. And the painting is of Krishna on the chariot. Parthasarathi Bhagavan Ki. Parthasarathi. Sarathi means chariot driver. Partha means the son of Prita, Arjun. Parthasarathi. Prabhupada installed deities in New Delhi. Radha Parthasarathi. So basically, this Brahman, he admits, I'm a murkha. I really can't even read, but I have two eyes. I can see a painting, and I can have some art appreciation and some feelings for what I'm seeing. And I can enter deeply into that painting more and more and more and see so many things and feel so many things and derive so many ideas and realizations from what I'm perceiving through my eyes in this painting. So I want to tell you something, Mahaprabhu. What's happening with me when I see this painting? It's like, I don't know about all the Sanskrit and all these 700 shlokas. I mean, I don't know. But I know one thing. I see Krishna. He's sitting on the chariot as Arjuna's charioteer. He's holding the reins in his hand. And he appears beautiful. Shamala Sundara. He's black as Shamala. And he's Sundara, so beautiful, charming and enchanting. And no one else. While seeing Lord Krishna sitting in a chariot and instructing Arjuna, I become filled with happiness. Ananda Vesh. So you saw me reading and you thought that I was chanting the Sanskrit verses. And by this teaching and by this Sanskrit that I was entering into bliss and feeling, because of that blissful bhav, I was displaying some anubhavas in my body. My hair was standing and then trembling and tears and choking up because of the shabda. This is not the reason. I was just seeing the beauty of Krishna and appreciating how he's serving his devotee. And that film, that I entered into ecstatic happiness just by seeing the painting of Krishna. But Prabhupada said that these paintings in his books are windows to the spiritual world. So he goes on. The Murkha Vipra said, Yavat padan tavat pana tanadarashan e lagi gitapat nachari moraman. Mahaprabhu, as long as I read the Bhagavad Gita, I simply see the Lord's beautiful features. It is for this reason that I am reading the Bhagavad Gita, and my mind cannot be distracted from this. So he's seeing Sanskrit, he's seeing shlokas, he's repeating them, but in every single verse he's seeing Krishna Sarup, Sakshat Sarup Darshan, as is told in other places that you can see Krishna in every verse of the Bhagavad Gita, you can see Krishna in every verse of the Bhagavatam, and you can see Radha in every verse of the Bhagavatam. Radha Rup, Radha Gun, Radha Leela. But it takes the eyes, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochan, Bhav Drishti, Prem Drishti, to see. Otherwise, you see Devanagari, or you see Sanskrit, or Hindi Anuvad, or Russian. He said, I look at every verse, I see the beautiful features of Shamala Sundara Krishna. And I become blissful and I cry and my voice chokes up and I can barely read anything. My mind can't be distracted from this. Mahaprabhu is amazed to hear these wonderful statements from this Brahmin. He told, Prabhu kahi, Gita pat tomara I adhikar, tumi se janaha e gitara artasar. Indeed, my dear Brahmin, you are an authority in the reading of Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you know constitutes the real purport of the Bhagavad Gita. Gita Artasar. Gita Art. The object, the wealth, the attainable, the ultimate attainment, the art. Gita Artasar. The essence of the wealth, the essence of the ultimate attainment, the essence of the final objective of the Bhagavad Gita, Gita Artha Sar, you have discovered it. You discovered it. You found the secret. The secret of Gita is Krishna, Krishna's form. See Krishna's form in Gita. And when you see Krishna's form, you can't forget it. It's so beautiful, so attractive, so chanting, enchanting. And when, and then you'll always think of that form. And when you always think of that form, it'll create so much humility within you that you want to bow down to that form. And you want to worship that form, and you want to always think of that form. And you want to become devoted and serve that form. And that's the experience, the ultimate experience of the verses of Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna says twice. Manmanabhavaman bhakto madhyaji ma namaskuru mam evashisi satyam de pratijane priyo sime. You become a priya bhakta, a premi. You become Krishna priya. When you see Krishna in every verse of Bhagavad Gita, then you become a Krishna priya, pratijane priyo sime. That Brahman attained the perfection of Gita Sar, Gita Artha Sar. And Lord Chaitanya recognized that and understood it. That means he's got his Bhakti Shastri degree directly from Lord Chaitanya. We study so many verses and we pore over the Bhagavad Gita and try to understand this means that and this verse connects to that and this leads into that and this section means that and this is karma and this is gyan and this is that and this is that. But are we seeing Krishna in every verse? Are we crying just to see? We just open the cover and I don't know about the Bhakti Shastri exam, but I'm just looking at the cover and wow, look at Krishna holding the reins of the chariot. And he's the charioteer of Arjuna. He's serving his devotee. Oh. This is the Bhakti Shastri examination. So the Brahmin, this Murka Brahmin, he got the best marks in the Bhakti Shastri exam. Because he was certified by the dean of the school, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, you know the real purport of the Bhagavad Gita, Gita Artha Sar. According to the Shastras, Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam, Na Buddhya Na Chitikaya. One should understand the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing them from a real devotee. That statement implies that you can also hear from a fake devotee. How can it be a fake devotee? But I guess there must be. Prabhupada says that, or he's quoting some aphorism from Veda, I don't know where from, but he's quoting this. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam Nacha Buddha Nacha Tikaya. One should understand Gita and Bhagavatam by hearing them from a real devotee, not a fake one. One cannot understand Gita and Bhagavatam simply by erudite scholarship or sharp intelligence. Gita dita chat ginapi bhakti bhavena chaitasa veda shastra puranani tena ditani sarvashaha. To one who reads the Gita with faith and devotion, the essence of Vedic knowledge is revealed. And according to Shvetashvatara Upanishad, same verse, Yasya Devi, all Vedic literatures are to be understood with faith and devotion, not by mundane scholarship. We, Srila Prabhupada, have therefore presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are many so-called scholars and philosophers who read the Bhagavad Gita in a scholarly way. They simply waste their time and mislead those who read their commentaries. Eta bali se vipre kaila alingan prabhu paradhari vipra karina rodan. After saying this, Mahaprabhu embraced the Brahmin. Hurivo! Mahaprabhu murka vipra alingata ki. Vipra alingana. Alingana means embrace. Prabhupada dhari vipra karena rodan. And the Brahmin, catching the lotus feet of the Lord, began to cry. The Lord immediately, with his long arms, he gathered this Brahmin in his arms and pressed him to his chest with a loving embrace, a warm loving embrace, and instilled in him all the beautiful sweet bhavas in his heart, to catapult him into the highest level of prema from the springboard of his own bhav. And then, being overwhelmed and stunned in ecstasy by that contact with the Divine Lord, Radha Krishna Yugal, the Brahmin collapsed at the feet of the Lord, Prabhupada Dhari. So this is the original Prabhupada. Prabhupada is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhupada Dhari. He says, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Dhari. Viprakarina Rodan. Rodan means Rudra, crying. Krandan, Rodan. He fell, he collapsed in loving ecstasy. Ah, my lord. And he held Gaura's feet. Ah, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Toma deki tahaite dviguna sukahai. Se Krishna tumi hina mora mone hai. Upon seeing you, my happiness is doubled. I take it that you are that same Lord Krishna. Krishna spurtye tanraman hanache nirmal ateva prabhura tatva janila sakal. The mind of the Brahman was purified by the revelation of Krishna. Krishna spurti. He had spurti. As I said, spurti comes in bhav. Spurti vi spurti. He was purified by the revelation of Krishna, Krishna Spurti, and therefore he could understand the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all details. It says, Ma Nirmal, Ma Nirmal. Nirmal, Mal means dirt, bad stuff. Nirmal means free, near, devoid of. Man, his mind, his heart became completely pure by the contact with a pure Patita Pavan avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Patita Pavan. Pavan means purifier, cleaner, cleanser. Patit means fallen. Krishna Spurti, Ma Nirmal, Prabhur Tattva Janila Sakal. So everyone says he's a murka. He's a fool, he doesn't know anything. Now he knows that Tattva Jani. He's Tattva Jani. Tattva Gyani. Jani is Bengali for Gyani. Janila. Janila Sakal. Tattva Janila Sakal. A minute ago, he's a murka. Everyone's laughing. You murka, you ashud para bolina. You can't even, you pronounce sometimes correctly the Sanskrit, sometimes incorrectly. You stupid. And you finish the Gita and you just stand there with a blank look on your face, crying and looking at the picture of Krishna the charioteer driving Arjuna. You stupid fool. Then Lord Chaitanya embraces him. He falls at his feet. And then Lord Chaitanya, the author has said it, he could understand by attaining this Krishna Spurti, seeing Krishna and Mahaprabhu, he became Tattva Janila Sakal. Sakal means sub. He became a knower of all the truths. All the tattvas, Jiva Tattva, Nam Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva, Bhagavan Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Shiva Tattva. By the mercy of the Lord, by that Spurti, that vision, that revelation. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Karaila Shikshan. E bhat kahana kariha prakashana. Mahaprabhu then taught the Brahmana very thoroughly and requested him not to disclose the fact that he was Lord Krishna himself. So here is the Murka Vipra Shikshana Leela that Mahaprabhu became the. First he gave him Spurti, he had Krishna Spurti, having a vision, seeing that Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself, the very source of all knowledge, God himself. And then Lord Chaitanya taught him the fine details of the tattva and said, Chup karo, don't tell anyone that I am Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Keep it secret. Se vipra mahaprabhur bharabhakta haila chari masa prabhu sange kabuna charila. That brahmana, this murka vipra, became a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bharabhakta. And for 4 continuous months, he did not give up the Lord's company. Chaturmasya Mahaprabhu's satsanga ki jai. Now that's the way to observe Chaturmasya. Where were they? Sri Ranga. Who is Mahaprabhu living with? Venkatabhata. And what was this Brahmin doing for 4 months? Continuously staying with? Mahaprabhu. He did not give up the Lord's company. So that's pretty smart. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.